with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air every week at this time with an overview of the important medical stories, how they affect you, how they affect us. We'll tell you stories, some intimate stories sometimes about our lives, what's going on with us, Dr. Ken and me. I'm Doug Steffen. Send us email if you like. You can't get through on the phone to 888-30. No, that's not the right one. Why am I doing that one?
553-7536.
Yeah, I do that. I know you like to correct me because you have pride and ownership there. It's 888-55-DRKEN, right?
Like, easy to remember.
It is, unless you're thinking about something else. And then it isn't so easy to remember, but I have it in my mind. I bet you I've said this how many thousands of times. You and I said this over the years on the air. 888-553-7536 or 888-55-DR-KEN. I bet you we've said that thousands.
A few times.
Thousands of times. All right, this is the medical program that brings you an overview of what the medical community has seen in research. For example, there was some concern this week about the passing of Pat Summitt, who is a football coach of note.
Apparently,
basketball. What did I say? Baseball?
No, football.
Basketball. All right. I did say football? No, basketball. So she had early Alzheimer's. Is that the story?
Exactly. The winningest coach for girls in Division I at the University of Tennessee. Amazing woman. Pat Summitt died this past Tuesday, Doug, at age 64. A young woman. She was diagnosed with early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type, at the age of 59. The overwhelming majority, Doug, of the 5.4 million Americans with Alzheimer's are 65 and older, but approximately 200,000 of them are younger than age 65, which is termed early onset Alzheimer's. I grew up with a doctor my age who in his 40s couldn't practice any longer because he had this. Very sad. We do not understand the cause of this disease in younger people, but it probably has something to do with genetics. Key signs to watch for include memory loss that disrupts daily life, challenges in planning or solving problems, difficulty completing familiar tasks, confusion with time or place, trouble understanding visual images, or new problems speaking or writing. Other possible indicators, Doug, include putting things in unusual places, decreased judgment, and withdrawal from work or social activities. So why do you need to go to the doctor if you have any of these signs or symptoms? Well, early diagnosis is essential for building supports and making important decisions while you still can.
I wonder if this has to do with her own playing a basketball and being hit in the head with basketballs while she was playing. It isn't unusual for people who play the game.
Well, this is not soccer.
No, but you can. It's not like you're aiming for somebody's head, but you know as well as I do, the basketball is flying around the court. Sometimes people get hit like baseballs hit some of the players in the head. That's not the idea, but there are players who get hit by these the various implements of the game, and I'm wondering if that might not have had, because your brain is so fragile.
I would think it's more genetics than getting hit in the head with a basketball.
Right. So what genetically would cause, let's go one step further with this, what genetically would cause someone, what in your DNA would be there, and how would it have started? Okay, you can say, my parents both had. Okay, where'd they get it? How did, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia are fairly recent disease because we're living to be older.
Doug, you want to win the Nobel Prize. You're asking Nobel Prize winning questions. These are unanswered questions that people are working in the medical labs right in your backyard.
Yeah. All right, so the answer is we don't know.
The answer is we don't know what causes this. It's a very active area of research, but the hunt on is in the genome, and this is where it is expected, and hopefully that's where they'll find it.
Mm-hmm. All right, your questions to Dr. Ken about your health and well-being, 888-553-7536. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Dr. Ken at DrKenshow.com. We'll follow some of the conversation on Twitter, at Good Day Show. These are important decisions. that come from research, what people decide to do because of what they learn. For example, the FDA says you shouldn't be eating raw cookie dough. One would wonder, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for that. It's nothing but sugar and carbohydrates, but it seems to me that maybe it goes deeper than that, or does it?
More fun that we can't have.
Yeah.
The FDA had issued a warning this week about a recent E. coli outbreak linked to contaminated flour, Doug, advising consumers not to eat raw dough, including that for bread, pizza, and cookies. Flour produced at a General Mills facility in Kansas City, Missouri, is a likely source of the outbreak. The FDA, they advise people not to eat cookie dough, cake batter, or any other raw dough, and to wash hands and utensils thoroughly after cooking.
All right. So this is another, I don't get too excited about stuff like this. This is very rare that you'd find something that had the E. coli or Salmonella, Listeria, something like that. Raw cookie dough, though, there are a lot of reasons beside this not to eat raw cookie dough, mostly because of what I said when we first got started. This is complete carbohydrate madness, and it's all sugar. So anytime you're looking for a sugar high, I suppose this is the way to get it. But other than that, there's no good reason other than it tastes good. But this stuff is really, in the main, bad for you. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, long term it is, and I wouldn't live on it, but as a special treat, you know, it's. I used to make this with my mother when I was a kid, and
really?
It was a rare, rare treat, and we would lick the batter. But this is a whole different story. They're actually in numerous states throughout the country. People have gotten very sick, ending up in the hospital with this E. coli.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a noted cardiologist. He practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Mildura, Florida, north and west of it from Orlando. If you would like to spend some time with him in his office after listening to him for all these years, a lot of people say, I'd like to go visit you, Dr. Ken. Well, you can do that. Start by calling 352-735-1400 into the office. Make an appointment. Go down in that neck of the woods and enjoy the sights, the weather, if you will, a little hot and humid there this time of year. But don't miss the trip that you can take just a few miles from Ken on the B-line. You go over to Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, and see the space program. It's very cool stuff. But Ken's bedside manner is so good, people come from all around the country, all around the world, actually, to visit with him. So if you'd like to, take my advice. I do. 352-735-1400. Here's some other advice that is given by Ken, not about Ken. The blood flow, the conversation gets down to blood flow and the connection to circulation and its connection to your blood pressure. And then we talk about nitric oxide, all of this wrapped together in a discussion of super beets, Ken.
Absolutely. Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function. It's also a main regulator for brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. So as a cardiologist every day, I'm working hard, Doug, to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. You need to continuously make this gas. We have oxygen, we have carbon dioxide. The third important gas in the body is nitric oxide. It's like a garage door opener. The red blood cell is carrying oxygen in one arm, the nitric oxide in the other arm, and the red blood cell needs to release the nitric oxide first so that the circulation opens up so the red blood cell can move in and deliver that oxygen. If you don't continuously make nitric oxide, the red blood cells can't get from head to toe to deliver the oxygen. And Neogenes, they have two products to help you make more nitric oxide. They have their Super Beets products. It gives you a big boost, a jolt of nitric oxide. So if you need energy in the middle of the day, you're going to have your workout. This is a wonderful product to be used like that. And then their second product, Neo 40, you need to get your level of nitric oxide checked with their saliva test. And if your tank is low, each day you want to take one of their Neo 40 to get your tank up so you'll feel well and your body will work properly. properly.
It's all about feeling well and getting your body, as Ken said, to work properly. Here's what you do to get in on the Super Beet specials. 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets come to you free when you have your first order executed. 800-655-4183. Operator standing by right now. Help yourself. Call that number, 800-655-4183, and get not only a four-month supply for the price of three of Super Beets, but you'll also get a book called Beat the Odds, which explains how this all works in depth, in detail, and mention Doug Steffen or Dr. Ken, you get free shipping. 800-655-4183. If you haven't done this yet, you need to get on the bandwagon right now. This is an extraordinary program, extraordinary product, and Ken is happy to help you understand how well it can work for you. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Order them now. 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
That pen and paper. I'm going to give you a number that's toll free and get answers to any of your health care questions. Hopefully, little wait, no paperwork, you won't get a bill. What sounds better? And I'll give you answers to your questions, easy to understand language, evidence based. I've been in medicine over 30 years. Can you believe that? I've seen just about everything once, and I'll give you my best advice. Here's the number. Are you ready? 1-888-553-7536. Let me give you an easy way to remember it. It's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. We'll get you on the air hopefully quickly, and I'll answer your questions. Anything from head to toe about yourself, the kids, spouse, parents, grandparents, friends. Everybody's been to the doctor. You get out before you know it. You're in the parking lot. You have questions. Or have you been to the doctor and they can't figure it out? Give me a chance. Or if they suggested some options and you'd like to hear about other choices, I'll give you a gentler, kinder, but evidence-based approach. I'll blend the best from traditional and even alternative medicine that has evidence behind it. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
Lots of people listening around the country and around the world on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Cable Radio Network. We are here, there, and everywhere. A lot of great radio stations like KBYR in Anchorage. Thank you to you and the folks in Auburn, Alabama, WANI, listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, reaching him at 888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken or to Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, so he's always interested and has great expertise in whatever info comes out about heart disease. It's interesting looking at this report that you're going to explain for us, Ken, from the Journal of the American Medical Association about the progress against those who might die from heart disease doesn't seem to be showing up. Is that because of the state of the healthcare industry? What's the problem
here? Well, you and I have been doing this show, I guess, since 2007, and each year, I'll tell you the latest information that's been released about how we're fighting heart disease and less people are dying, because the American Heart Association does have this 10-year master plan to dramatically lower heart attacks and stroke rates, but the news out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Cardiology Edition this week is a little frightening, but not surprising. The rate of decline in deaths, Doug, from heart disease and stroke has stalled. It's likely that the dual epidemics of obesity and diabetes, which began around 1985, are the major contributors to the deceleration in the decline of cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke death rates. And this is just a concern, and I think it's just related in general to the obesity epidemic. You know, walk around, go to the park, go to Disney, look around, and just look at people below their neck, and things have changed.
Wow. It really is amazing to see how men and women, young and old, are just having too much to eat. That's really what it is. They're eating the wrong things as well. So as they say, or some people say, a word to the wise is a fish. You'd think it's like smoking or so many other things that you'd have to be completely clueless, deaf, dumb, blind, oblivious, to not know how bad this stuff is. But you see people and their children, too, that are just huge.
It's contagious.
It really is. I mean, how, if you think that little of yourself, what about your children?
And you're never too old or young to change. I myself lost in 2015, and people say I didn't need to, but I lost 40 pounds.
No, you didn't need to. All right, up next, diabetes. Your risk increases whether you get too much or too little sleep. Ken will explain up next here on Good Day Health.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. It's officially summertime, so you may need a new routine. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with brands to show off her summer must-haves. Justine, what are your picks for a new summer routine?
First, start cleaning your makeup brushes. EcoTools Cleansing System is a simple solution. They have makeup brush cleansing cloths and a makeup brush shampoo that are both dermatologist-tested and free of parabens and chemicals, so they're safe for your skin and brushes. For hair care, try the Nourishing Collection from Head & Shoulders to leave your hair smooth, soft, and flake-free. It has a calming lavender scent and ingredients like cottonseed, guar bean, soft wood extracts, and anti-dandruff ingredients. When going outdoors, I recommend using Off skin-applied personal repellents with DEET or picaridin. These protect against mosquitoes that may carry the Zika virus. Applying these products to exposed body parts and clothing will help you avoid bites. Moving indoors, I suggest the Winix HR1000, the world's first Wi-Fi-enabled air purifier. It helps clear your home of harmful particles that cause allergies and other health issues. When paired with the Winix Smart app, you can control the unit from anywhere and track your home's air quality. And to keep bugs out of your house this summer, try Raid Ant and Roach Killer. It works 7 times faster than the next leading ant and roach spray as it kills bugs fast on contact. No lingering odor, lasts up to 4 weeks, and effective on ants, beetles, spiders, and more.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.tv.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home. Boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Wins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor, no more stops at the burrito barn, please.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese's Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese's Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com. That's FroyoFranchising.com. Check it out now. FroyoFranchising.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to Diabetic11.com for your free video. That's Diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to Diabetic11.com now.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead.
Let's focus on our friendship and the information that you get from being our friends. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good Day Health on the air with another hour of the overview of medical news each week. There are dozens of things that Ken reviews, puts them together, and then assimilates them so you can understand what's going on. He'll answer your questions. I got some interesting email questions here. Just health and wellness in general, a focus of this hour from a very interesting perspective. It's all about being unique. 888-553-7536. I promise that you would tell people about what happens if you get men, especially, Ken. I don't know, why is it different for men versus women could be one thing that we look at here in understanding or trying to understand why a diabetes risk would increase whether you had too much or too little sleep.
This comes out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. Doug, in men, sleeping too much or too little is related to less responsiveness of the cells in the body to insulin, and this reduces blood sugar uptake and thus increases the risk of developing diabetes in the future. Men who sleep fewer or more than 7 hours a night have a higher blood sugar level than those who sleep an average of 7 hours.
Really? So what do you take away from that? And what have you seen? You see a lot of people in your office because you're a cardiologist. Diabetes is a big problem for people when it comes to heart disease. It leads to all kinds of complications, and it comes basically from eating the wrong way. It's very preventable, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, the baby boomers who are doctors today, when we were in training, lifestyle was not discussed much. No. And through osmosis, I've had to learn this. Through experiencing it with other doctors, experiencing it with other patients, I have come to the conclusion that lifestyle is so important, and finally it's getting its due, and there is research finally occurring about lifestyle, and I think that this just underscores how important sleep is to overwhelmingly good health, especially health of the circulation, and especially keeping the weight where it needs to be, and all of that leads to diabetes, which then leads to all this havoc from head to toe in the circulation.
I'm trying to get more sleep. How about you?
I'm trying to shoot for 7 hours every night. I don't hit it, but it's an important goal because I think it's one of the important bits of lifestyle that you need to stay healthy.
There's a certain, I find myself, though, lately looking forward to going to bed. I think that's one of the things. Some people don't want to go to bed because they're afraid they're going to miss something. Put your damn smartphone someplace where you can't hear it or see it. Get a good book and read it. And I'll bet you that 9 times out of 10, and this is what happens to me, I'll pick up a book and read it, and 4 minutes later, I'm out.
And the smartphone, the light from any of these devices is just horrible for sleep. This has all been studied. It does things to your brain that you don't want it to do, and you want to stay away from any light from any device in the hour before you go to sleep.
All right, so let's talk about the study on Zika and people talking about Zika. I have a question here from somebody who wants to equate or try to equate Lyme disease, tick disease in essence, to the Zika virus. And I know that they are aware of the difference between the two, but are there any similarities? If you look at some of these ticks, my God, they're the ugliest damn things. And there are different kinds of ticks, but they do transmit. The smaller one, the deer tick, transmits Lyme disease, which can be as difficult. I think it's more dangerous, frankly, for your long-term health than Zika ever could be. But yet Zika is getting all the attention. This is tick season. So if you see them on your dog, your cat, you get them. I'm on the farm all the time. I pulled off a tick from my leg yesterday. Itchy, but there's no circle, so I'm okay. Sometimes they spread out. You and I consulted with a tick bite or whatever it was that Meredith may have had a month or so ago.
Right, you're near ground zero for ticks, but
yeah,
you can pick these things up anywhere now. You know, Lyme disease was named for an area near Connecticut.
Yeah.
And New England is ground zero for Lyme disease, but it definitely occurs in many places outside of New England. And you have to be careful. The insects are attacking us, and they're getting more aggressive. They mutate, and they just get more and more clever. And, you know, the Zika is carried by this mosquito. The mosquitoes that carry this virus are found in America. Fortunately, the virus has yet to be carried by one of these mosquitoes in America. But the news this week was that a child has been born in Florida with microcephaly. Doug, microcephaly is a condition where babies are born with abnormally shrunken heads and underdeveloped brains. The child's mother was infected in Haiti, came to Florida to deliver the baby. And the latest recommendation from the CDC is that pregnant women or those thinking of becoming pregnant, they should stay and away and postpone travel to Zika affected areas.
Well, you get down to the bottom line here. The kinds of things that are around, you know, we were talking about how they're taking over. There are people who present a scenario, as obnoxious as it will sound, that lead to, in the next 1,000 to 10,000 years, insects taking over the planet. That no longer human life will be sustainable because there are too many people. We will have destroyed our own way of life. And it may be that part of it is these creatures that are around that have developed. You got to wonder where they come from, how they genetically came, or did they come, as some people suggest, as everything else on the planet came from somewhere else, whether it's deliberate or just by chance. Some of the things that's why scientists are so eager to study the asteroids and the rock dust and the things that come from some of the things that circle the planet, because they're part of the history of the universe. And some of these things are in that frozen garbage that sometimes lands on our planet. That's how it develops. So you look at this stuff and you think, is it possible for us to be destroyed by these bugs? I don't know that the bugs are going to destroy us, but they'll survive. What's the old joke about the only thing survives after a nuclear bomb is not a cricket. Well, crickets survive too, but what do you call it? The horrible, they look like crickets, but they're cockroaches. They will survive almost any circumstance, because the planet could be run by cockroaches. How about that? That's pretty exciting, huh? Kind of play that.
More coast-to-coast AM.
Yeah. Where's George Norrie when we need him? All right, it's 42 past the hour. Dr. Ken here on the radio.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
If you could have all day energy or support healthy blood pressure level, which would you choose? I drink Super Beats every day, so I don't have to choose. I know it works for my health, so I had Super Beats guarantee a free bonus 1 month supply with your first order, so you can see that I'm telling you the truth. Super Beats, loaded with dietary nitrates, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, all the good stuff. Not coffee. Super Beats, functional food for circulation. It helps create nitric oxide in your body so that the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles, to all your organs. Super Beats, stamina like you wouldn't believe. All natural, and it doesn't taste like vegetables. Call now, 800-655-4183 for your supply of Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183. Or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com if you like. Get on the bandwagon. 800-655-4183 for your first supply of Super Beats.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home. Boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Ins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor. No more stops at the Burrito Barn, please.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero. And it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
40 minutes. Oops, wait a minute. I only gave 5 minutes away. 45 past the hour. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. A fellow named George sent me an article. He heard me talking earlier in the week, Ken, about my back problems. And so he wanted me to know that I wasn't alone. I know I'm not alone, man. I have chiropractic adjustments and all kinds of things. There are four visits to various places during the course of the week. And I don't know that I'm getting any better or getting any worse, but it's much more than chronic back pain. Most people, when they get to be our age, have some sort of back issue. Is there some way that you have found or you've advised that people can easily handle or treat that sort of a problem?
Well, I think a lot of it is maintaining ideal body weight, and I also think physical therapy or getting a trainer who can help you strengthen the muscles, who understands that, is just so helpful.
Yeah.
And in local, if you need to get treatment, just try and do it locally in the area and hopefully avoid surgery as only a last resort.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I've been told, my chiropractor says if you get that surgery, it does fix the problem immediately in that area, but then it extends the problem north and south of wherever you have the operation, which normally is a, they put some sort of not a stint.
I think physical therapy and exercise can help so many people.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, knowing how to lift properly. This is what knocked my back out. When I was a young kid, I was very strong, as I've fortunately been all my life for my size, but I was 16, 15, 14 years old, lifting 100-pound bags of grain and jugs of milk and hay, but I lifted it with my back instead of with my legs. Always get as close as possible to the object that you need to lift. Get a broad stance with your feet placed squarely under you.
And keep the back straight up.
Right. Don't twist anything. Bend your knees. Squat down, keeping your back straight, and pull the object with both of your hands. And then sort of look up. The exercise, the physical training that I'm getting now from the guy, every time I pick up something, a weight or whatever, you pick up your head at the same time and you look ahead. That no matter where the object is, you're supposed to look up when you're lifting it.
Has a physical therapist used any heat or ultrasound or electrical stimulation?
On me?
Yes.
No, she uses a technique that she was taught that's basically all of her hands and manipulation, frankly. It's very, very helpful. But physical therapy is, as you've noted, a very important step here. Speaking of important steps, an important step to your keeping your blood pressure where it's supposed to be and your circulation working properly is to use Superbeats. Ken recommends it, and he'll tell you for a few seconds why.
We all need nitric oxide in our body to make sure our body works properly. You know oxygen, you know carbon dioxide. Well, the third important gas in the body is nitric oxide. And this comes out of Nobel Prize winning information, getting the Nobel Prize in 1998. And if you have a baby boomer as a physician, they probably don't know much about this unless they on their own have learned, because we didn't learn anything about this in medical school because it was discovered after we got in.
All right, so here's the best way for you to take advantage of what Ken, through his knowledge, has discovered, the benefit of Superbeats. Easiest way to get dietary nitrates so your blood will get to your brain, your muscles, all the organs in your body 3 times faster. Tastes good? Certainly good for you. 800-655-4183. For Dr. Ken's advice to get Superbeats, 800-655-4183. Why don't you call him now while you're thinking about it?
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Says, does a Western diet increase, or asks, that's a better way of putting it, correct English, asks, does a Western diet increase the risk for Alzheimer's? Why is Alzheimer's disease so prevalent? You were talking about that earlier with regard to the basketball coach. It does seem to be different in industrialized countries. What's the simple explanation, Dr. Ken?
Well, Doug, if you define a Western diet as one that's high in intake of red meat, refined sugars, and saturated fat, then yes, it is going to increase the risk of circulation problems everywhere in the body. And it, when it does in the brain, it does increase the risk of dementia.
Mm-hmm. So does the Mediterranean diet help? That sort of thing we've talked
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. You know, I think diets. There's two diets that have been identified that help the circulation, and there's a huge debate in cardiology. It's so fun to watch these debates, either the Mediterranean diet or the vegan diet. The vegan diet has been popularized by a surgeon at the Cleveland Clinic, and, you know, we all know about the Mediterranean diet, and these are two popular diets that are clearly being shown to improve the circulation.
Yeah, improve the circulation. That's what you need. By the way, if you enjoy listening to this program, get the podcast of the program. We've moved them to a new home at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Podcast. You'll find all of the specialty items, including Good Day Health, at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Podcast. Give Ken something else. He always loves to find out. We chronicle what it is that people are listening to, and it's not just the radio anymore, not just and that's no surprise. Speaking of no surprises, no surprise that doctors do not like electronic health records. How has that changed? There was an article in USA Today the other day.
Well, that's picked up from an article that was published from the Mayo Clinic about how the increase in EHRs, electronic health records in medicine, are contributing to doctor burnout. And it is a significant problem. The Mayo Clinic did a study showing that over half of currently active physicians show at least one sign or symptom of burnout. And they carried this one step further this week with a publication showing that their feeling is that using electronic health records is a part of it. They show that it slows down the number of patients you can see. It increases the workload. It increases the amount of time taken away from the family as you now work at home. And this is what they report.
Wow. I just find it fascinating that there are so many different things to think about, and we talk about them out loud. Much of the stuff that we are working our way through comes about as a result of having no common sense, frankly.
The main criticism from the authors of the Mayo Clinic is that these electronic health records have taken over medicine before they were actually very well tested. But then you'll hear from some physicians who are doing research, and now they have electronic health records that allow them access to huge databases, and they can collect information on huge populations of patients and draw conclusions about various studies on lifestyle, on various medications or treatments. So, you know, this is one of those yin-yangs. There's good, there's bad, and it's affecting everything.
Is it true that sitting is the new smoking? A lot of people don't get exercise. I'm on the air 5-6 hours a day. I'm in my studio. I'm up and down, though, 4 or 5 times an hour. But I'm here working all of the equipment, the tools that I have, and I'm sitting. And you don't, though. You're up and about. When you're in your office,
I'm moving. Well, obesity is the new smoking in terms of risk factor frequency, and there's a lot of factors that contribute to it, and inadequate activity, too much sitting, and eating the wrong diet, which we just talked about, the Western diet, is contributing to this, and we need to get our hands around obesity, or we are going to be so busy with health care in the next couple of decades, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, it is something that you really have to thinking about it. Think about what Hippocrates, who's probably the father of modern medicine, right, has said, that nature is the best physician. So do you live outside? Do you spend a lot of time outside? Do you need to think about spending more time outside in nature? As we're in the 4th of July weekend, perhaps a good thing. We're all going to be out. We're wondering how far we can go and how much fun we can have. Take advantage of being in the wonderful out of doors. And big, deep breaths will be helpful. A lot of sleep and sunshine. Good for you. Dr. Ken and Doug, good day, health.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.